Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black-Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem, mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Joey Chestnut and Naked in a Restaurant. It's on the way in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, folks. Billy Mazing here. Yes, you heard right. Billy Mazing with another one of my special made-for-TV offers exclusively for Bob and Tom Show listeners.
Oh, yeah?
Not to be confused with my fellow pitchman. You know the one I'm talking about. The one who stole my entire act and went on to make a fortune on television while I'm stuck hawking on the radio. May he rest in peace. You know, friends, my former colleague is just one of the many celebrities that have recently passed away. In Hollywood these days, it's almost impossible to find enough pallbearers. Well, that's not a problem anymore, thanks to my amazing new Wiffle casket. Yes, the Wiffle casket harnesses the same Wiffle technology that made playing with Wiffle bats and balls so much fun. Wiffle caskets are easy to grip and just as durable as bulkier bronze models, but much more lightweight, so they're easily handled by just two people. Well, you'll save enough on pallbearers to practically pay for your Wiffle casket. But best of all, you don't have to wait until you're knocking on heaven's doors to order yours. Unlike traditional caskets that serve no above-ground purpose, we all have plenty of uses for a sturdy plastic storage unit. Your Wiffle casket will make a handy shed to keep yard-working equipment, pool toys, or useless products you bought through the years from less scrupulous pitchmen than me. You'll get plenty of pleasure from your amazing Wiffle casket even before you're sealed inside for all eternity. Only $799.99 or three for $13,000 plus shipping and handling of $1,450.99. Wiffle casket comes in a variety of colors and sizes, from the double wide dirt napper to the elegant slim reaper. Each comes with a small hook drilled in the lid, a perfect place to hang an air freshener. And if you order now, we're running the celebrity special. Buy one Wiffle casket and we'll throw in two more amazing Wiffle caskets at no additional charge.
Really?
Three for the price of one, offer not valid in all states except Rhode Island.
That's three Wiffle caskets for the price of one.
Offer not void in Rhode Island.
Oh, so yeah. When the next trio of celebrity deaths occur, you're all set. Wiffle casket. Just plan it and forget it. How can I bring you such great offers like these? Because I'm Billy Mazing.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Something's changed.
Hello, Tom. We've got a special guest.
The guy sitting in that chair has a girlfriend.
Oh, sorry, Pat.
What an undercut.
Pat has moved to the other room. Joey Chestnut, famous eater, has joined us. World champion. I think we all know that the Super Bowl of eating, of course, is the hot dog eating contest in the summer. And Joey, a special contest this summer. You kind of switched it off. And you want to tell us what happened?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was awesome. Netflix brought me and Kobayashi together, my old longtime rival. And
oh, yeah.
We did a live event, and I had put him down.
Yeah,
yeah,
you did.
Yeah. Yeah. Broke down. Made a new record, 83 hot dogs.
Well done, Jan. Yeah,
and refresh my memory. There were some rule changes.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He asked for some different rules. No dunking. And it was... So I had to pretty much learn how to eat the hot dogs a little different, which was all right. It turned out all right. It wasn't nearly as messy, and it's changed the way I do eat like hot dogs really for fun a little bit faster, because I always kind of separated competitive eating through it was so different because I don't dip buns in water for fun.
Yeah, that always grossed it always grossed me out watching you guys soak.
But a lot of things are gross. You see a marathon runner, that's not pretty. Those people are like.
Oh, admittedly, I did. But I just remember there were some obscure rule changes.
There's lots of things that are ugly. Competition isn't always pretty.
Now, is Kobayashi done?
He says he's retired, but you never know. He did pretty good, and we might be doing something in Tokyo.
How many hot dogs did he eat? I'm sorry, I don't remember.
He did, like only 67.
Oh, you crushed it.
Oh, I got an idea for some big money.
Only 67. Yeah.
Here's my idea. What do you think?
Okay, go ahead.
Mike Tyson.
Oh, all right.
Versus Joey Chestnut.
There you go.
Hot dog eating. What do you think? Think Mike can put any down?
I think he'd still kick my butt.
He's vegan.
Who's vegan?
Mike.
No, that's right.
I don't think he's really vegan.
Yeah, he is. He sat right here.
When he was in here, he said he was vegan.
Yeah.
He said he ate soup, remember?
Yeah. I wonder if that's changed.
He said he was gassy, remember?
Yeah. Real gassy.
Yeah.
And then he called you a pussy.
That's right.
Yes, he did.
Okay. Well, let's get back to our guest, shall we? Joey Chestnut is internationally famous for his eating abilities. And coming up, you're going to be part of an event downing some of the most famous shrimp cocktail in the world. People come from all over the place to eat the famous St. Elmo's cocktail. Now, will it have the sauce on it already, or you will?
It's going to have the sauce on it. We can't shake it off. If we like squeeze it, we can like get a little bit of it off, but we have to kind of eat it as it sits.
Are the tails already off?
Tails will be off.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, they make it fast.
Yeah,
easy. Right. So my record's like 18 pounds in 8 minutes. So I'm hoping. Last year I was being lazy. I only did 15 pounds. I got beat, and I'm feeling good today. Hopefully, I'll be ready.
No, I'm trying to the name. The guy that actually holds the title now is not Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, Geoffrey Esper.
Does he call himself Geoffrey?
I think it's Jeffrey.
Oh, Jeffrey.
He spells it with a G, like a weirdo. Okay. Yes.
Oh, that's like a weirdo.
That's pretentious.
Trash talking.
Oh, yeah, like.
Is he going to be back?
He'll be. Yeah, he should be there. And, okay. But then there's the guy Pat Bertoletti. He won the 4th of July hot dog contest this year because I wasn't there. So I'll see him.
How many did he do? Do you remember?
He did 59.
And when last time you did the Nathan's one, how many did you do?
Oh, I did 63 my last time.
Okay. Now, are you even allowed to say if you're going to go back to the Nathan's thing? Or are you going to do your own thing again with Netflix? Do you know?
I don't know yet. I haven't really spoken to Nathan's.
And what is your all-time record for hot dogs?
Hot dogs, 4th of July record is 76. The Netflix event, I did 83.
83.
Whoa.
76 hot dogs on the 4th of July.
Well, hey, now, wait a second. Give this some thought. Coming up, 2026.
Yes. The 50th anniversary of our bicentennial, yes.
Yeah.
Or the 150th, no, the 250th year.
Anniversary of the USA.
Yeah, 250.
That's the one you got to aim for, Joey.
Yeah.
250?
You got to get 250 hot dogs.
No,
maybe we could do weenie winks.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, the little cocktail weenies?
Yeah. Now, Joey, in the course of your career, you've had to eat more than just hot dogs and shrimp.
Oh, yeah. Everything worth eating.
Let's start with the worst. What's the worst thing you've had to down?
Cow brain tacos.
Oh.
It looks terrible on paper. It was at a zombie pub crawl. There were rock bands. They're like, you get to hang out with Rob Zombie. I was like, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then they looked like brains, and people were throwing up.
How'd they taste?
People were throwing up.
And they were like metallic. It was a really weird metallic flavor.
Were they fried or?
No, they were like, they were kind of boiled.
Okay. That's so rough.
Did perfect. You win?
Yeah. I was keeping an eye on the guy next to me. I just ate one more than him.
Yeah.
54.
Oh. I don't have to outrun the bear. I just have to outrun you.
Yeah.
Would you put guacamole on that? Would you?
I don't get a choice. You got to eat it the way it's served.
All right.
That one, I really would have liked to put some sour cream and guac would have been.
Were they hard shell?
No, they were soft shell.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big, that would be a huge
hard, hard shell. Yeah, that's always a worry. I've never had a hard shell taco contest during a contest. That would scrape your throat up pretty good.
Yeah.
That could be something we ought to set up then.
You might have a Cap'n Crunch.
We don't want to hurt the guy.
Hey, shut up. What we want to do is do something he's never done before. They said a news story that Chi Chi's is going to reopen. This would be the perfect thing for them.
Oh, the chimichanga contest? Those are crispy.
The hard taco.
Hot and crispy.
With what are they with? What kind of brains? Duck brains? What was it again?
Cow brains.
Okay.
That's a lot of ducks. Well, we're having a fun contest. We had to kill 2 million ducks.
Yeah. If it was geese, I'd be in favor of it. I hate those things.
Worth it.
Do you train for something like this?
For everything I have to train. Yeah. A lot of it's a building of tolerance. So for cow brains, I had to learn how to cook them at home. I didn't know what I was getting into. So my body's comfortable with it.
Do they stink?
Oh, yeah. They were not pretty.
Oh.
Do you have to go to the butcher and go, hey, by the way, can you give me some cow brains?
Yeah, I had to go to the Mexican market. It's called the Say
Oh,
so.
No kidding.
Yeah, Say So.
I've had cow brains a couple times, but they were fried. Fried cow brain sandwiches.
Oh. I got talked into having goat tacos. Hated them. But
the birria?
I don't know. The place I went, the guy goes, "Well, this is the best thing we have." Yeah, that was down. Anyway, I didn't care for them. They tasted like turpentine to me.
Okay.
What are the other things you've had to eat that you don't particularly care for? You've got the cow brains.
You know, it's weird. I was in Korea and I did kimchi, and it was
tough.
And because I love it, like in the Costco, you can get it in the jar, and it was not like the Costco kimchi in Korea. It was all ripe and it smelled rotten.
And that's you've done that, Josh. You used to live in South Korea. That's the
And isn't the preparation and you have to bury it in
old school? Yes, yeah. You don't necessarily have to do that anymore.
What is it? Is it cabbage?
Yeah, it's essentially fermented cabbage, but it is very rotten-esque in Korea. Yes, very.
Yeah,
and sometimes spicier than hell.
Did you win that competition?
No, I got beat.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it was. I started eating. I was like, wow, this is funky.
Yeah, you can't win them all, buddy. It's okay.
It's all right, I win the big ones, and I'm here to win this one this weekend.
Now you guys, this weekend, it's a shrimp.
Shrimp cocktail.
Once again, with what do they call it? Spicy? It's kind of hot.
The St. Elmo's cocktail sauce is world.
It's one of those that you feel in your brain. Yeah. It's so...
It gets you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the horseradish is a special grade. It cleans you out quick.
Don't they grow their own or whatever?
They get it, like... Specially made, or not made, but grown. They have to meet a certain grade.
Yep.
It is delicious.
It's intense.
The best. Will you be using your hands or a fork?
Oh, yeah. My hands and then hands to mouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not mouth to hand. That's
these different. Are all fair questions. And then when the bell goes off or whatever, do you have to, do you like one last swallow or do you have to spit?
So end of the contest, we call it chipmunking. It's called the stuff at the end. So you put in as much as you can, and then you have to pull away your hand, and everything in your mouth counts.
Really?
No, you don't have to swallow it?
Well, you have like 30 seconds to swallow.
Okay.
You have to take away your hand from your mouth, and if something falls out, you can't put it back in.
It's called chipmunking, Tom.
And people say they learn nothing from this show.
Right.
That's crazy. That's funny. That's great. Our guest is Joey Chestnut, a world champion eater.
Would a server at a restaurant do? Josh, you and I go out to lunch, we just start putting everything in our cheeks. I've come from something to drink. Sir, have you swallowed yet?
Now, we're going to head back over to the news desk with Christy Lee.
It's kind of a restaurant story. A Canadian woman turned a few heads after taking her steer through a Tim Hortons drive-thru. Video captured in the Alberta community of Sylvan Lake shows Miss Kelly Landry riding atop a giant steer by the name of Magnum and grabbing a sweet treat from the coffee chain. The horned Holstein ambles up the pickup window before accepting a box of bite-sized donuts to the delight of the servers inside.
Oh, you see, better that than like a McDonald's.
Why? Why McDonald's?
Well, the steer.
The steer gets up. Hey, wait a minute. This tastes like my cousin Steve.
Okay. The steer would go, that smells great. What is that?
It's one of your relatives.
I love Tim Hortons. Love.
I've never been to a Tim Hortons.
It's my favorite coffee, and I get the K-cups.
And wasn't... Tim was a famous hockey player, right?
Yeah. Old Timmy. And I got the Boston cream donut.
And they just serve coffee and donuts there?
You can get like a sandwich.
Like a D&D. Duncan.
Yeah.
Police in Connecticut have arrested a man for walking around a restaurant in the nude. Have you ever done a nude eating contest, Joe?
Only at home.
Yeah.
He's a gentleman. Public.
Don't stop eating until the job's done.
Yeah, don't eat that St. Elmo stuff naked. You drop that in the wrong place, you'd be at the ER.
Yeah.
What happened to you, sir? Oh, my God. It's St. Elmo sauce.
Is the Sun Club still up north? Isn't it?
Roselawn?
Yeah,
I think so.
Or Ponderosa Sun Club.
Yeah.
Oh, the nudie place?
Yeah.
I think so.
They invite us every year to come host something. Maybe this year's the year.
Do you ever notice the word colony is only used for a leper colony and nudist colony?
An ant colony.
Oh, yeah.
And bee. Yeah.
Swiss colony.
Yeah, your theory's off.
No, my theory for human. When it comes to human associated with colonies, you've got your nudist and your leper.
I think you're right.
Which would you rather be? Go.
Nudist.
Okay,
nudist.
Good.
Yeah.
Back to you.
The 42-year-old man entered Papeterie's in Poland fully clothed. He sat down at the counter, asked for a menu before going to the bathroom, where he spent about 10 to 15 minutes getting ready. When he emerged, he was completely naked, which caused alarm amongst the patrons.
Hey, look, sir, our motto is, when you're here, your family, we were kidding.
He was
put your pants on.
Still in the buff when troopers arrived, but complied when he was told to put his clothes back on. The 42-year-old arrested on charges of risk of injury to a minor and breach of peace.
What's that risk of injury to a minor?
Yeah, if somebody saw him naked, I guess.
This has to be meth related, I'm guessing, in the bathroom.
No.
At a little party.
You think?
Yeah.
You think anybody who gets naked is on meth?
Meth.
Yep. You know, people get naked just to get naked.
In a restaurant?
Well, maybe.
Who knows where the love bug's going to strike?
Yeah, maybe he likes the waitress.
Is it like a pepper shaker? He walks up to a table and places it on the... Tell me when. And starts inching towards
Let me tell you something. If you walk up to a table and can place it on the table, congratulations.
Yeah, well,
I'm going everywhere naked if that's me. Let me tell you something.
Now, we're hanging out with Joey Chestnut, competitive eater. Do you have to wear... Do you have special outfits you have to wear?
I'm a working boy. Whatever they tell me to wear.
Okay.
All right. So why don't you ask the question you want to ask? Does he wear eye protection? Go ahead.
No, I think you were going to ask, does he wear a diaper?
No.
All right.
I was just curious if you'll be wearing a logoed t-shirt of some sort.
Yeah, I'll be wearing some sort of tights. And I always wear shorts, but I'll wear tights underneath this.
Okay, we're going to go to the grossest story of the year.
Oh,
the internet is embroiled in a debate, chick.
All right.
This has started on TikTok, so bear with me. Over whether it would be better to take a lifetime of peas or a lifetime of poos all at once.
In other words, would it be better if you could just get
all of it done at one time?
All of your urination you're going to have to do in your lifetime.
Right.
In one
sit down, so to speak.
Stand up or sit down.
Yeah.
All right.
The debate started once again on TikTok, where users argued over the hypothetical would you rather scenario that pits taking one long pee, equivalent of all the pee in your lifetime, against one really fast but long poo.
I'm going sit down.
Me too.
But yeah. Wait till you hear the numbers on this.
Okay.
User Andrew Trulio crunched the numbers, and based on volume of urine, daily frequency of urination, average lifespan, taking a lifetime of peas at once would mean you would urinate for 68.89 days straight.
Okay.
And produce 3,548.88 gallons of urine.
Whoa.
All right.
So you got to be standing there.
Not necessarily.
You could sit down for a while.
I would think they would invent pods.
Yeah.
Where you could be in there the whole time.
68 days.
Have food given to you, sleep. It would go through some kind of pipe.
Yeah, there you go. I like the way you
can watch TV. It would be a whole thing.
On the other hand.
Oh. Yes.
A lifetime of poop.
All right.
Coming out all at once would end up being...
Now, we don't mean all at once. It's not going to kill you.
Look at it.
What I mean? It's a steady stream.
He's
giggling already.
This is
already.
So
look,
gross.
This is why I don't care if TikTok is owned by China. This is the kind of idiocy that the people are concerned that the Chinese are going to be somehow...
No, they're concerned that they're poisoning our youth with this crap.
Yeah, it's called brain rot, remember?
Yes. They're creating brain rot to become subservient.
If you're stupid enough to get poisoned by this, you deserve it.
A lifetime of poop coming out at once would end up being 17.32 miles long.
How many days?
Well, Mr. Trejo notes that one quick poop is about a minute long, so traveling 17.32 miles in 1 minute would require hitting a speed of 1,039.2 miles per hour.
Well, that, no, I don't like these numbers.
Breaking the sound barrier. That is wrong.
I don't like these numbers. It has like to be the speed that it normally comes
right,
out at.
Exactly.
I want to know how many days you're doing it.
He did not crunch. If he did crunch those, I don't
That's impossible.
Have
then I can't give you an answer.
Okay.
It's impossible for me to answer this question.
I'm just going to say one thing. Odds are, if it's going to be long enough, I'll finish Wordle. No matter how tough it is that day.
Well, both
require how much you intake, how much you eat.
No, I don't.
But we're saying that that doesn't enter into
it. It's just on a general basis.
But I mean, the fact that
average,
it seems to me to be a big number. If you spend 68 days of your life urinating.
Right.
That's a big number.
Yeah, but in my head, that makes sense.
That's over 2 months.
You drink a lot of water. You go.
But don't you like the break?
10 times a day?
You were talking about this earlier where your car tells you maybe you need a coffee break now and you're watching.
No, I take enough of those breaks that aren't poop breaks. You know what, you know? I give myself.
Yeah, most of us do.
Yeah, I'm just saying take a nice pee break, feels good.
Well, that's why I'm keeping that.
Why don't you buy a recliner instead of going to the bathroom all the time?
Okay. Now, what's coming up in the news, Christy Lee?
We have more news from China.
That story wasn't nearly as gross. I mean, you guys had me really prepared.
No,
for the
that's
worst.
Really gross.
No, it really isn't anything. I mean, it's a hypothetical.
But it's gross.
It's like you spend a third of your life in bed.
It's gross to even think about it.
You know.
Open all at one time?
It's a human process. We've got to do it.
I think the mileage component of it was a little bit disturbing.
17.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.